Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Ed Raber, director of Washington Economic Development Group, about the impact closing Modine will have on the area. This is part one of a two-part interview.
What were some of your first thoughts upon hearing about Modine's announcement to close the plant in 2 years here in Washington?
Well, it took me by surprise. We are able to have a close relationship with Modine managers, and I'm not sure that they saw this on the horizon, and I certainly did not. One of the things that we appreciate about Modine so much is how active they are in a lot of programmatic things that the Chamber of Commerce does, or in my organization, WEDGE, or with Kirkwood Community College, and just working on business betterment, business corporate culture, and all sorts of different things. Modine has been one of the leaders in the region on doing those things. So we were surprised because they certainly were not a company that was shrinking back and withdrawing from the community. They were actually embracing the community and the school district and lots of things going on.
And how is this going to impact the area economically as a whole?
Right. Modine has about 240 or 50 employees right now. A lot of them have been with the company for a long time, 20, 30 years. A lot of them are new hires. Probably my educated guess is that about half of those workers live in the Washington zip code, and the other half come from a variety of places, some near, some far. So it will make an impact. Washington County has enjoyed, for a variety of reasons, very, very low unemployment in the last several years, and also a growing workforce, a growing labor force. In fact, it's growing at a time when a lot of other places are shrinking. So this will be a terrible blow because those several hundred families around greater Washington County and beyond, they're going to be directly impacted by something. On the plus side, there have been a lot of employers in this same region that have been growing at a very fast clip themselves. There have been a number of manufacturers that have tripled in size in the last 4 or 5 years, and Modine employees have a lot of skills, a wide variety of skills, and I'm very hopeful that, number one, they'll be positions, a choice of positions in the greater Washington County area, probably a half hour, 45 minute drive from here as well, and that perhaps some of those employees may want to start businesses. So one of the activities that's happened in the corridor in the last decade has been a real focus on entrepreneurism. So Washington County has had a lot of entrepreneurial startups, from manufacturing to service sector to retail to you name it, to ag sector. And I'm hopeful that we have not got to that bridge yet, but I'm very hopeful that there'll be some people at Modine that with other partners or themselves or some other idea that they've never explored, we want to help them explore that to see if that's something that can be turned into a business.
And what role do you think the new regional center for Kirkwood is going to play?
I think that the regional center is a great opportunity. It was built, and we think of it as a place that regional high school students come to for a variety of education, but it's also the adult learning center. And this is going to be an opportunity for people to potentially, number one, be an instructor. It will also be a place for people to get other easy access to other courses or work skills that they didn't have in order to be trained to take other jobs that are exciting for them. And in terms of other companies that are not yet here, we think that the Kirkwood Center will be a great differentiating feature in our community, certainly for a small community, to show that we've got things to help you train your workforce for whatever it is. Because what Kirkwood is going to do here, what Tara Pickens and her staff are going to do, is when someone wants to come here and they have a slightly different training need, Kirkwood will respond and they will provide that.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Ed Raber of WEDGE, speaking about the closure for Modine. This is part one of a two-part interview.